Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, man. Chet Buchanan Show shirts are courtesy of Centennial Toyota Custom P1. Chet Buchanan Show shirts. We'll put those up for grabs on the first pick today, too.
Sounds good.
We can do that. We don't even have to have a reason. We can just do it. First pick this morning. WWE SmackDown is tonight. You want tickets? We'll put them up for grabs. That Monster Jam All-Star Challenge, which I don't know why. That just sounds like a couple of beers and a really good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Put on a hoodie and a baseball hat and away
Absolutely.
You go. And just go and watch loud stuff and dirt getting thrown.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Just I don't think anything blows up, but
trucks flip.
Oh, you know what? I'll bet there's pyro. I'll bet there's lots
gotta
of
be pyro.
I'll bet there's lots of pyro. So yes, yeah. Stuff blows up. So that's good. Is your mom, Spence, on a completely different topic? Is your mom still without power?
Far as I know, they'll be 48 hours, about 50 hours in. I checked the local paper yesterday, and they said they were going to partially start turning the power back on in Nevada County. Is where my
I saw on the crawl on some of the news shows this morning that they were saying that.
Okay.
That there was still going to be 500,000 people that were going to be out. So I thought immediately of your mother.
Yeah, as far as I know, they were still out last night.
That sounded inappropriate. I thought immediately of your mother. That's not nice. However, okay, so you see this now, this Saddle Ridge fire. Isn't that where they, didn't they get it a couple of years ago? This Saddle Ridge? Didn't they have
a
big fire?
You know what? I saw it online. I'm like, I don't even know where this is. And it said Porter Ranch or something, but it's L.A. somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Somewhere our buddy Dax, who used to work for TMZ.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he live in Saddle Ridge? Wasn't it the Saddle Ridge fire?
It sounds familiar, but like, if it was the same fire, that was bad.
Okay, so I'm assuming, though, that these Saddle Ridge folks, that they didn't turn off their power. Because that was Southern California, and they weren't going to mess with that.
Right.
You know, like out in Riverside and stuff like that, they were going to do it. My question is, if you now that you see this and there's a fire burning, do you go, well, maybe they should have turned off the power there too?
Yeah.
Or do you go, wow, thank God they turned off the power at my mom's place because look at the place where they didn't turn off the power.
I think they're trying to do the best they can to prevent it, but fires are going to happen regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Right.
It's crazy. And there's still, you know, they say the whole thing's going to cost the state like $2 billion because businesses are shut down and everything else. But who knows what started this fire, the Saddle Ridge thing.
Much love to California, because there are parts of it that are just breathtakingly beautiful. Mm-hmm. But there are also sometimes I look at California and I just go, God, what a mess.
Well, yeah, when people tell me that they're moving from here to like move to California or whatever, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
honestly.
Everything is better here. Trust me.
It really is.
Trust me, everything is better. All we need is a beach and we're cool. Oh, sorry, Mandalay Bay. Yeah, go ahead.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're good. What more do you need? We're fine. Honestly, I wouldn't do that. And I understand that the people, you know, I'm sure you love where you grew up, do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, of course.
But I would never move back to California ever.
Yeah, I'm not trying to talk mess.
Unless I have a helicopter to get me to and from.
Wait, where's the helicopter taking you?
Wherever I needed to take me in Southern California.
Oh, because of the traffic.
Yeah, it's like two or 3 hours to go 30 minutes.
That. Yeah, that's insane too.
Yeah.
And it just, I just don't understand the fascination of someone continuing to want to move there.
No, I don't get it either.
Like,
oh, no.
What the heck?
And trust and believe, it's worse for people. Here's how I always know that you're just, that you consider it a fantasy land. I have this deep-rooted belief that anybody who calls it Cali doesn't know what they're talking about.
Admittedly, I was that person before I moved here. And then I meet all the Californians that go, we ran as fast as possible. And I'm like, okay.
Right. And you call it Cali?
Yeah.
Right. Because you're from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So you had no idea. My buddy, who may very well be listening right now, has a fascination with moving to San Diego. and he calls it Cali. And every time he does it, I think, you have no idea. No idea.
Pick the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, there's one more side note with that. So he has this fascination, too, because he lives in Seattle. He has this fascination with the idea of, you know, sunny and 75 on the beautiful San Diego beaches. My wife helped open, when they opened Rincon, the casino just outside of San Diego. My wife was on that team that helped open that.
Okay.
So she lived there for like 2 years. And she's like, are you kidding me? It's foggy every day. She like literally, she's mad about it. She's like, he doesn't know. That's not like that. 702-364-9898. Did you hear about the guy who set the new record for being on Price is Right?
No.
No.
He made it on 180 times. 180 wow. times. And then yesterday, with the record-breaking 180th time, this happened.
Resendo just today broke the record for the most tapings attended. It's its 180th taping. You've been on with Bob, and now you're on with me. Congratulations, buddy. Nice to have you here. George, what do we got for him?
This had to be worth the wait. It's a new car!
Yeah! Yeah! Good luck, buddy. You got it.
Yeah! That son of a gun got on stage on his one. I mean, obviously, they said, here, let's get him up on stage.
Yeah.
You can't rig the car, though.
No.
You can't. Yeah. There's just no. There's way too many. Well, I mean, I suppose you could try, but you shouldn't.
That's amazing.
You shouldn't. The question that comes to mind, and I apologize. I'm profiling you. I am. I'm thinking poorly of you in advance, Mr. Spence.
That's fine.
So I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to say this with a. I believe they call it a caveat.
Okay.
What activity do you believe that you have done the most? Okay, so even in your life, just if you go, okay, this guy went on Price is Right 180 times.
Yeah.
What activity do you believe that you have performed the most that doesn't involve you touching yourself? Because I knew you'd try and make
Spence
some.
Spence out.
Exactly. Slaps his money on the table. I'm out. The old Seinfeld thing.
But make I knew it sound you, like, you I make knew, it sound like a psychosis of some sort.
No, I just know that that's the joke you would make, and I wanted to head it off at the pass.
And take my joke. That's great. Thanks.
That wasn't the intention. It was literally to head it off at the pass. Some people could say that, you know, the activity that I do the most is Disney.
Yeah.
I would believe that one of my records might be the number of times I've been in the Thomas and Mac.
Okay.
I might set a personal record for the number of times that I have been to a place called the Capilano Suspension Bridge in Vancouver.
Huh.
Just because every time we go.
Yeah.
Every time we go, like once every 3 years. But you know what I mean? But we go.
Right.
So I'm just trying to think of what, if money was no option and time was no concern, what would it be that you would do the most? What would you go and set the record
easy
for?
Okay.
That's probably an even better way to word that.
I'm going to London.
Need a second to think.
Every time.
But specifically where?
Oh, in
go to London and you do what?
Just go to the pub, honest to God.
Do you have a favorite?
No. Find a locals pub and just
you don't
sit.
Remember one from when you went?
We've
you don't remember the name of one?
No, not
you couldn't make one up?
No. The Archbery Tower, yes.
Yes, that.
Yes.
Beautiful. But that's kind of what I'm going
all
for.
All right.
Okay. I need a second to think.
This exactly.
Okay.
And you have it.
I've Seven, got mine. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
What is it? No, what is it?
I would, and it doesn't matter location wise, but I would, you know, those resorts where you have your room on the water.
But it does matter location wise because I want to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay.
So which one? Pick one.
Fiji.
Okay.
Okay. So those huts that you can rent on the water, it would be that where the balconies open and your pool's there. But it would at the same time, it would be having the most massages at that location.
Okay.
Over and over.
Okay. But this guy decided he wanted to go to Price is Right 180 right. times. You got to work at some point.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, although if he spread it out, so he's probably, what, once every 180 times? Once a month?
Yeah. Or 2 weeks vacation. He goes every day, whatever the tapings are.
Yeah. To rack it up like that.
Crazy.
But what, okay, what's your thing? Money's no object. Time is not a concern. What is the thing that you go to try and set the record to do?
Okay.
And be specific. 702-364-9898 right now.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
You know what? Let me reword. I think I made this too difficult. There's this guy. I don't remember his name, and it's not really that important. I don't have it. But he has been on The Price is Right and broke a record yesterday by attending the show for the 180th time. So that would be cool enough, right?
Yeah.
And then they made sure that he got up on stage. So
Crescendo just today broke the record for the most tapings attended. It's his 180th taping. You've been on with Bob, and now you're on with me. Congratulations, buddy. Nice to have you here. George, what do we got for him?
This had to be worth the wait. It's a new car!
Yeah! Good luck, buddy. You got it.
Yeah! I would love to know what game he played.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, to get on Price. Okay, so let me reword. If money was no object and time was not a factor, what is it that you would want to do 180 times? I think that's an even better way to say it.
Okay.
And I want it specific. I'd like to go to the moon. Okay, what part of the moon? I'm saying?
Yeah.
What would you want to do? What specific activity? Because this guy he didn't just want to be on a game show. He wanted to be on The Price is Right.
Uh-huh.
And he was on it 180 times.
See, the 180 changes it for me because my goal, I would love to do the Greenwich Village Santa pub crawl as many times as humanly possible.
Well, I think, how does 180 change that?
Well, because I don't think I'm going to live 180 years.
Well, they only do it once a year.
Yeah.
Well, you could go back and you could have your own in June.
I love that.
You could train for it because that sounds like something you need to build your tolerances up.
It's very fun. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. 702-364-9898 for WWE SmackDown tickets, for the Monster Jam All-Star Challenge tickets, and for the Renaissance Festival tickets, all happening this weekend. Nisa, what would you want to do 180 times?
Oh, my gosh. I would like for me and my sister to be the first duo of sisters to go to every single Disney park, cruise, every location, Shanghai, Paris, Tokyo, all of that.
180 times?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Good.
That would be awesome. And God love you because you would wear your Chet Buchanan Show shirts.
Yep.
Every, all, of them.
All of them. And we would make sure that you had enough that you could change them every day.
180 of them, as a matter of fact.
If we had to. You know what? Honestly, if we had to, I think we'd make that work. Hannah in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
What would you want to do 180 times over?
I would want to compete in horse shows outside the country 180 times.
Is there one specific that you just love that you go, God, if I could only choose one, but I could do it 180 times, what prestigious horse? By the way, you can say anything right now, and no one would know if you were lying
right.
or not.
No, I would really like to compete in the Aachen one in Germany, which is a real one, so you guys can look
I'll
it
take
up.
You, oh, yeah, I'll take your word for it, though, for now.
That's cool.
That is cool. What a pain in the ass to try and take your horse all the way to Germany.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it'd be a nightmare.
And he's not going to be able to communicate with the other horses.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Come on. It's very funny.
Good for you. You know.
One a week, whether you like it or not.
See, because they're German, Hannah. You get it?
I got it.
The other horses are German, and your horse isn't. That's funny. How do you get a horse? Seriously, I'm not kidding right
Ask
now.
Ask Hannah. Hannah, how do you get a horse?
How do you get a horse to Germany?
You fly them.
They have special planes that you can put.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah.
I would have thought by boat.
Yeah, they have special box stalls in like back sections of the plane.
But like, I can't just say, hey, I'm buying my ticket on United to Munich. We're going to fly through New York. Okay, so I've got to fly first to L.A.
Yeah.
And then I fly to New York, and then I'm going to go to Munich. And I can't just go, hey, United, I'm going to bring my horse. This has got to be like crazy.
Yeah, no, it's not very common. A lot of times it's horses being imported from out of the country here. And usually they set it up, but it's like you don't fly with your horse. Like there's specialized planes and stuff that you have to set up. I would definitely go buy a horse in Germany and then just ride it there.
So not an emotional support horse. Got it.
No, that doesn't work. Isn't it? You've trained. You've trained for so many. And by the way, the horse wouldn't know what you were saying either. if that's what you did.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.